birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, senior medical contributor to Fox News Channel, and physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, attorney to the stars. And Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other. United to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111. Kevin McCullough.
All right, if you're just joining us, thank you. And thank you to Valerie Delia, who was here in the first hour talking about Martha's Vineyard and the cool alpaca yoga that you can do. I've never heard of such things. But if you missed it, go get the podcast. We are on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Amazon Music, Audible, Spotify, iHeart. I think those are all the big ones, and there's like 100 other aggregators that get it as well. But you can get anything in the Kevin McCullough radio universe by going into that podcast domain. And a couple of weeks ago, we had the opportunity to blow out a second hour here for Radio Night Live and take on a topic that, to be candid, I always wanted to cover, and in fact, in my daytime show, we used to have a weekly relationship segment. Ashley Papa from Fox News was the one that gave us our info for that, and it was such a great segment. And then she up and got married and moved away, so she couldn't do it anymore. But I guess it worked because, you know, she was taking her own advice. But anyway, we have found relationship guru Eileen Fisher, who is part of the Elite Connections International family, and she heads up the entire operations here in New York City and the surrounding tri-state area. And she rejoins us here for the Relationship Hour on Tuesday night. Eileen, it's great to have you back. And I know that tonight's conversation is going to be very interesting because I didn't even know what the topic was a couple of years ago until somebody explained it to me. And we'll get into all of that. But anyway, good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm laughing about something we were talking about before, because you were telling me how you do yoga and your wife does yoga.
Yeah.
And I said, do you do Pilates? And you said, I don't know any man that does Pilates.
That's
I'm saying
true.
To myself, uh-oh, my boyfriend did Pilates before I met him, but I realized he's surrounded by all women. So now I know why.
Well, I will say that the yoga classes that we take are probably about 85 to 90% women, but the lovely thing that I have going in my favor is that my mat mate to my left is always my bride. So it's something that we do together, and we've really enjoyed. In fact, that's been a rewarding thing for us to pursue at this stage of life. Kids are getting a little bit older. You know, we've got our first middle schooler in school this year, and they're more independent. They're back in school for the full day, which is great this year. And so we said, well, why not work on us a little bit? And, you know, if our physical health is stronger, that's going to be better all the way around. So we started about a year ago, and we're just having a great time doing it. You know, and I think that's one of the things that we can probably talk about on some relationship night in the coming weeks is, you know, finding commonality to spend your time with and to do things together in is a great way to strengthen relationships as you go along. But I'm going to go back to what we started with tonight and the topic. I didn't even know the meaning of it, Eileen. But when I heard someone use the term ghosting for the first time, I had to go look it up. And when I looked it up, I thought, you know, that's a mean thing to do to people, to ghost them. And then this last week, I found an article that said there's sometimes when it's a good thing. So from your perspective as the guru from Elite Connections, what is the general definition of ghosting, and is it a good or a bad thing?
You know, I don't think, you know, Kevin, you found a great article that you sent me, and I actually don't think there's any time you should ghost someone. You know, the real meaning of ghosting is exactly what the word ghost sounds like. You're ghosting, you're disappearing. And I think it's a really bad mind game to play on somebody. I have this 72-year-old woman who I was telling you before, Kev, that I'm taking on. And I said to her, she hates the apps. Her son called me for her. And she said, someone asked me about ghosting. I said, that's funny. So I just told her to listen to our show tonight. She said, I don't even know what ghosting is. And she goes, but I understand, what it happens. And Kevin, so many people do it. My 15-year-old son does it. It's horrible to do to someone. Horrible.
Well, so the thing that I the article that I found, it was from one of the online apps of all places. That may not be surprising, but they said, unlike what Eileen Fisher just said, they said there's 7 times when it's perfectly acceptable to ghost someone. And I thought, before I had only thought of it in a negative sense, but some of these kind of made sense to me. Let me ask you about this one. When someone is inconsistent or very unreliable in communication, that's the first reason that they say is okay to ghost somebody. They say it's in the world of dating, if someone is repeatedly showing inconsistency with communication or interest in hanging out. So they give you a little signal, and then they play like, I'm not available. And then they give you a little signal, and then they say, I don't know. They say, that kind of person, it's not worth wasting your time with. Just say goodbye to them and get lost.
It's actually, again, Kevin, there's no good time. I'm sorry. That's not a reason. All you have to do to say to someone is, listen, I'm looking for a few C's, communication, consistency, and commitment. If you can't do that, let's end it now. You don't have to ignore someone. Use your words. We all have a language of love. We all have the language of words, affirmation, all these things. We were given words and the ability to use them. All that person has to do is that. I get crazy calls, Kevin, sometimes. Horrible calls like, hi, I just got out of prison. Can you get me someone? And they're desperate. I'm like, listen, I wish you the best of luck. I'm a matchmaker. And then I block them. But the thing is, I'm still explaining myself to somebody.
Right. You're explaining why it's not going to be possible. So inconsistent communication. Eileen Fisher says thumbs down. That's not a sufficient reason to ghost somebody. Let me ask you about the second reason. When they show disregard for consent and or personal safety. Now, consent in dating situations, that can be any number of things. But when someone is not concerned for your safety in any way, shape or form, this article says that's probably an okay reason to ghost somebody and to say, I'm better off not hanging out with you.
Again, the person probably knows where you live by now. Again, the person probably knows where you work. So instead of ghosting and getting the person all rolled up, all you say is, hey, listen, we're not for each other. I'm sorry. And I wish you the best of luck. If you're anxious around someone, getting them worked up is the worst thing you can do. Ignoring them, ghosting, is even worse. So if you use your words and explain, hey, listen, I don't think this is going to work for me, but I give you I wish you the best. How, Kevin, you don't think by now this person will know where the person is? You went on a date with them. So one of the first questions you say is like, where do you work? So if you're unsafe, be honest. Sorry, I don't feel anything. Good luck.
Yeah. Well, and I think to be quite candid, I think that you're demonstrating in doing that a great deal of maturity that, who knows, it might even strike a note of conviction in that person's heart. Maybe I shouldn't be such a jerk in this way. But when you actually communicate it, you're also helping yourself develop that key skill of communication to be able to use for future people as well when you have disappointment. And even when we find those people that we're meant to be with, we still got to work on the communication. The communication is something that's always in process. It's never fully mastered.
That's actually excellent, because what I was going to say to you, Kevin, is, being a matchmaker, one of the reasons I love it is for the word you're using, communication. My boyfriend was on apps for 3 years, and I laugh when I see his phone. He has all these communication with people. And then he said, I never talked to them again. I never talked to them. I never talked to them again as a matchmaker, and he wasted all his time. And it's a full-time job communicating with all these people, as you know. And then all of a sudden you think you're going to go out. He thought he was going out with all these people, and all of a sudden it went ghosting. So the point is, myself as a matchmaker, the best thing about this is that I sometimes save that ghosting, as people do. So, for instance, when someone goes out with someone, they say, Eileen,
actually, hold that thought. We'll come back and have you explain it because we're up against the break. Hard break. By the way, you want to jump in on Relationship Night. The number is 877-970-2999. We'll take your calls on questions regarding relationships. Don't go away.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
If you've been in Manhattan and haven't gone to Serendipity 3, you don't know what you're missing. It's been said that their sundaes make you feel like a child all over again. Serendipity 3 is a New York treasure. Call 212-838-3531 or go to serendipity3.com to make a reservation. It's home to amazing food and decadent desserts. Their world-famous frozen hot chocolate is the best you can get. Serendipity 3 restaurant has been captivating millions of patrons since its inception. It's an enchanting place where artists and actors of both the past and the present come for inspiration. It's been said that their sundaes make you feel like a child all over again. I can't think of anything better than that. Stop by Serendipity 3 at 225 East 60th Street, New York, New York, today. Conveniently located by the NRW456F and Q trains. They're open Monday to Sunday. Call 212-838-3531 or go to serendipity3.com to make a reservation. That's 212-838-3531.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. Adapting to the changes hasn't been easy, but never more important to succeed. Many of the digital resources available have helped overcome obstacles your business is facing, but are you using the full potential of every one of them? That's where Salem Surround can help. Your business needs to use digital tools more than ever to stay in touch with customers, making buying decisions right now and for the future. Will they consider or even know about you? The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We'll design a plan that targets and surrounds customers with proven marketing strategies. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hugh Hewitt doesn't see Afghanistan getting swept under the rug.
He wants us now to forget that he abandoned hundreds of citizens and thousands of legal permanent residents, LPRs. So it's thousands of Americans. And so Team Biden doesn't want to talk about it. So I'm going to talk about it a lot. Because he doesn't want a hostage crisis, even though he's got one.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer. Carl Jackson. Tonight at 8 and 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Of all the boys, 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 boys.
And now,
boys,
back to boys, Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin boys, McCullough.
Of all the boys I've known and I've known.
All right, just a couple of news notes. The California primary, or not primary, the recall is still underway. They're going to close those polls around midnight our time, and tomorrow morning on the Piscopo Show, you'll have the latest on what happened there. We'll see what is going on. Did our friend Larry Elder become the next governor of California? We'll have to find out. But on a sadder note, actor Norm Macdonald, we lost him today. Long battle with cancer came to an end.
and the SNL team and his family releasing a statement today saying that he is no longer with us. So some prayers and thoughts for the friends and family of Norm MacDonald. As we continue on Relationship Night, and we're talking about ghosting, and Eileen's trying to convince me that there's never a reason to ghost anyone, but Eileen, I'm gonna call your bluff on this here, okay?
Good.
So last week we talked about catfishing, right? And the whole catfishing problem, and remember, we got these 7 reasons why ghosting could be good from one of the apps. So I'm just telling you, it's probably tainted. But anyway, within the app universe, I think this one's kind of self-serving. They're saying you should ghost somebody if you do feel like you've been catfished. Because if they are presenting themselves as someone else, you have no moral obligation to continue with communicating with them, given the fact that you have no idea who they are and really, what they're doing with the information you've given them up to that point in time. Anyway, so what about catfishing? Is catfishing permissible?
Kevin, you got me on a ponder there. I think maybe you could be right on that one. You could be right. Nice job. But I'm going to flip it on you. So here you are out with somebody, Kevin, right? I had a date go out last night.
Okay.
And he said, Eileen, I had a great time. But the woman said, on a text, I had a lovely night also. But you're a wonderful man, but I didn't feel chemistry. So it was nice. He got closure. So he the part of the ghosting, which I don't like, is it's actually a mind game, Kevin. You start getting insecure. You start feeling bad. Why isn't he texting me? What did I do wrong? Did I breathe wrong? Was I too fat? Or as a man, did I look the wrong way? And it actually plays with your head and your
heart. I not interesting? Did I not make good conversation? Was
That's
I just
right.
not good material? Well, and I could see where that would then be turned inwardly focused and be very damaging to one's own psyche about their own confidence.
And that's what happens. And that's why I tell people there are a few things. If you could read a text, you can answer a text. If you can make a phone call, you should answer a phone call. You always should put yourself in the person's position. You know, people forget they go out and they didn't like the person. So they feel, oh, well, I didn't like them. Off to the next one. Well, you maybe were in that spot that you like someone. Wouldn't you like to know what happened? There's always a polite way. So, and not only that, Kevin, this world is so small. Everyone knows each other. So everyone on an app. I was doing a setup the other day and the girl said to me, Eileen, my friend saw him on the app and wanted to go out with him, but he passed on her. And I'm like, I'm really sorry. You know, I don't know what to tell you, you know. It's a small world. And if you ghost people, I'm telling you, your friend is going to say, he ghosted me, and no one's going to want to go out with you.
Yeah, well, I would certainly never recommend it being a normal motive response for just anything and everything. But I kind of agree with you. I think catfishing might be a worthy instance for your own self-protection. That's really what it's more about. You just don't want to give somebody who's not representing themselves honestly any information about you when you've been somewhat vulnerable with them. And who knows how far, again, they use that information in this day and age. Eileen, let me ask you about this one, because this is another one of the 7. But it's titled When They Just Can't Take a Hint. And this is what the article actually says. As many times as you've tried explaining, it's fine to ghost someone who just doesn't get that you're not interested in them any longer, says Autumn Manley, who was quoted in this. When the partner refuses to get the message that a relationship is over, even after repeated attempts have been made to clarify that it is over, ghosting is sometimes the only logical option after that. So in this case, you've got somebody who basically said, I'm just not that into you.
But that's not ghosting, Kevin. She really isn't using ghost them right, Autumn. She's using it and not. Technically, she's doing what I said. She's
right.
Telling the person they're not into them.
But the person's not taking no for the answer, which is where, in this day and age,
she still is using her words to him. And she said it. Then she could ignore. Not ghost. As long as she explained herself, she's not ghosting. But ghosting means, Kevin, when you let's say I'm texting you and you're ignoring me. There's right. nothing. So technically on that one, Autumn's kind of playing a little bit of a game where she's saying, I explained myself and now I don't want to talk to him anymore. That's cool. You can disappear then, as long as she used her big girl words and explained, we're not for each other, you know? Kevin, I want to read you something that I think is fascinating, and I think sure. you will too. It says, relationships are harder now. Now, and I, you and I have both said relationships are a full-time job and like a job. Yep. Relationships are harder now because conversations become texting. Arguments become phone calls. Feelings become subliminal messages. Sex becomes easy. The word love is used out of context. Insecurities become a way of thinking. Getting jealous became a habit. Trust is hard to come by. Being hurt becomes natural, and leaving becoming the only option. Sad but true. So if you have something that's worth it, don't take it for granted. Fight for it and don't let go.
So, I love that.
Isn't that fabulous? So you never know what's happening on the other side. And again, being a matchmaker, what I wanted to tell you before is that for me, I have a client who was a little shorter than the girl I set him up with. And she called me and said, Eileen, I had the greatest time. And then she goes, but I don't think I'm comfortable because of his height. She goes, can you tell him? I'm like, no, you're going to tell him. You're going to talk to him. She's like, I can't. She goes, but I really liked him. I go, no, you're going to tell him. Kevin, just so you know, this couple now, she spoke to him, is probably getting engaged in like 3 months. There you go.
I love those stories. Maybe friends, your story could start that way. You could start arguing with Eileen. No, I want you to tell him that I can't. And then she's going to get you engaged in 3 months. 800-923-4200 is her number at Elite Connections, by the way. This is her day job. She is all about putting people together that she thinks are going to make a good match, and she's good at what she does. 800-923-4200. You can also email info@eliteconnections.com and ask to be connected to Eileen Fisher in the New York office, because Elite Connections is global. In fact, I see their ads in like airport magazines and all kinds of places. I see Elite Connections everywhere. 800-923-4200. And again, Eileen Fisher is head of the New York City operation here, helping people in the tri-state to find love and to connect. And if you want to talk to her tonight, we're opening the phone lines. You got a question about your own relationship? 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. You can, if you're brave, and I know it takes guts to say out on the radio where there's millions of people out there that, you know, you've got a question about this, but you can use an anonymous name if you need to. We can make that work as well. 877-970-2999 if you want to chat with us. And we've got a couple more of these supposed reasons for ghosting that we'll try to bounce off of Eileen and see if she'll relent. So far, we've only gotten one permission, and that's catfishing. 800-923-4200 to call her during the week and here on the air. 877-970-2999. It is Radio Night Live. And just this quick reminder, coming up on Friday of this week, we are going to be at the Hunt and Fish Club. We've got a big broadcast for Broadway, hoping you can join us, hoping that you'll call the Hunt and Fish Club tonight and reserve your table to be there. 5 to 8 p.m. is when we will be there. All right, coming right back. It's Radio Night Live.
Resist those nighttime cravings and snacking temptations with help from Riduzone. Riduzone uses the body's own secret weapon, OEA, to help you with those cravings in order to help with weight loss. You see, Riduzone is made of one ingredient, OEA, which is also found in olive oil in small amounts. It boosts your metabolism, sending a message to your brain to curb your appetite. Go to Riduzone.com/Dennis to stop the cravings today. This is not a stimulant, and it's naturally present in small amounts in your body. Everyone is different and results vary. It's time you give Riduzone a try. Use the promo code Dennis to immediately save 30%. That's Riduzone.com/Dennis. Get an immediate 30% discount and free shipping by using that promo code Dennis. Boost your metabolism and stop the cravings by ordering Riduzone today, RIDUZONE.com/Dennis, promo code Dennis.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough.
I'm Christine Nicholas.
Christine, we are excited. September 17th, we are going to broadcast for Broadway.
At the Hunt and Fish Club at 125 West 44th Street, we hope that you'll join us for a two-hour special live presentation about Broadway coming back.
We've got a very good list of people that are going to join us, Christine. Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Joe Benacasa from the Actors Fund, and so many more. Tom Harris will be there from the Times Square Alliance, and Chief Terrence Monaghan.
Get your table now, 347-625-1220.
Dinesh D'Souza can teach you a thing or two.
They're just chanting death to America, but they seem friendly at the same time.
Where have we heard that before? Well, the first time I really heard it was during the hostage crisis. Remember? Jimmy Carter, in which this superpower, America, is just being humiliated day after day after day. Well, those days are here again.
The Dinesh D'Souza Podcast, available on SalemPodcastNetwork.com and everywhere podcasts are heard.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970, The Answer.
It's mostly clear, 73 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Mayor de Blasio celebrating the opening of the new Brooklyn Bridge dedicated bike lane. James Flippin has details.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony officially opening the two-way protected bike lane. It's the first major adjustment to the Brooklyn Bridge since 1950, when trolley tracks were removed. Mayor de Blasio says the old setup was cramped and dangerous, with commuters and tourists often competing for space.
The bike lanes that existed in the Brooklyn Bridge really weren't working as it got more and more crowded. We had to do something different. Here it is.
Saying it's also part of the city's response to climate change.
The idea is to make it easier and easier for people to get around in ways other than the car.
James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
A judge temporarily blocking the medical workers' vaccine mandate in New York State. A federal judge ruled the mandate violated the workers' constitutional rights because it disallowed religious exemptions. Clinical trial data for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in kids ages 6 months to 5 years may come out next month. Data concerning the vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 may be released even sooner. Another down day on Wall Street despite a milder-than-expected inflation reading. Stocks jumped at the open, but the major averages turned red in the first hour of trading. The Dow falling 291 points to 34,578. Sports, Yankees 2, Baltimore nothing, bottom of the second. Mets 2, St. Louis nothing, bottom of the second. Time to check the traffic on the George Washington Bridge, looking good. 15 minutes for the outbound Lincoln Tunnel, a stalled vehicle cleared. 15 in at the Holland, 20 in the outbound direction. On the BQE, it's construction south past the Brooklyn Bridge, a 35-minute delay. A crash investigation in New Jersey, 280 West, near exit 12. You now know how not to go. Weather, partly cloudy tonight, low 70. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, warmer, more humid, high 85 to 90 degrees. And then Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high of 80. I'm Dave Benning on AM 970, The Answer.
AM 970, The Answer. From New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
All right, I'm a little bit confused by this because I just did some research during the break. And not just the app that we pulled the article from, but now Medium and Bustle websites, both of which deal with pop culture and a lot of things related to relationships, are saying that there are certain circumstances under which they approve of ghosting. In fact, there's a whole section of articles that say that this is okay. The one, Eileen Fisher, as we return you to the conversation here, the one that Medium.com said is that it's okay if you've never met the person you're talking to face to face, and they've engaged in things that are, suspicious or dangerous or whatever. And so it's kind of going back to the app model where you've only talked online. You may think they're using a fake identity. You've never met them in person. That they're saying that would be okay. That kind of falls into a different category than what you've largely talked about tonight, which is if you've already met the person and if you've spent any time with them, particularly in person, you've kind of gone too far to be able to ghost at that point. You've got to be able to say to them, it's not working out, but it's not working out for these reasons. And just to be respectful, I'm not going to just like disappear and, you'll never hear from me again.
Yeah, I just think, Kevin, that, you know, I was doing research the same way you were. And I just feel as a human being, and I understand that they're saying there are times, I agree, during the catfishing or you never, whatever. But you never know what goes on in someone's mind. And, you know, this whole texting stuff and this whole how you can meet through app stuff, you never know who's on the other side, no matter what. So if you just use like your words again in a right way, it won't make anyone angry. So you never know who's on that other end, Kevin, who you're getting involved with. And that's why sometimes apps are scary. Look at the catfishing we talked about and everything. Right. So I really feel that it's a safe way to get away from someone and not to set somebody off. Looking at it the opposite side again, and I ask you, Kevin, when you were dating my boyfriend, I made him go through his phone to make sure there was no naked women and everything else. And then I started seeing all these texts. And I'm like, what are all these? He's like, how many Bumble conversations I had with people, and they just disappeared. And he was like, I couldn't believe it. And, you know, he spent days talking to people. And it's a waste of time. And but not only that, Kevin, I'm like, he was frustrated. And I don't blame him. So when you were single, Kevin, didn't it bother you a bit that women weren't telling you? Or didn't you feel you should be polite to people to say, you know, I just don't feel it or whatever?
Yeah, although I will admit, one of the worst beatdowns I got in my dating years, I wasn't dating anyone exclusively, had gone out with a girl a couple of times, met someone else, went out with them a couple of times, kind of decidedly liked the second one, and that I could have kind of, in, you know, gotten to know both of them, whatever. But decided for fairness sake, I should, you know, not do that. And so I had a very blunt conversation with the first girl, and I said, I've met someone that I think's a better match, and I'm just going to give myself to that effort right now. Boy, I'll never forget that bottle flying across the kitchen.
but didn't she feel better, Kevin? But didn't you feel better that you told them the honest truth?
Well, like, and you know what? Like, years later, that same woman came back to me and she said, you know what? That was an honorable thing to do. She said, because the guy that I had been with just before you was like seeing someone else secretly, you know, for a long time. And it was fine. It worked out. I didn't marry either one of them. And I would say that I'm good friends with, I mean, I'm not good friends, but we're friendly with each other to this day. It's we have a positive relationship.
That's what I was going to say to you also, Kevin. So you ignore someone. What happens? You're out one night and you see them and they're like, there's that jerk of a guy, you know, or woman who couldn't just say I wasn't into you. And it was really funny. You know, if you play the rules at the beginning, and I don't know if you did this with your wife, but I did it with my boyfriend. Let me say to you plainly, I said, I'm looking for a relationship. I dated 22 people in the last week and none of them were for me. I met you, Mark. But let me put it to you this way. I'm looking for this. If you're texting someone else, don't talk to me. If you're dating someone else, tell me. Because I deserve the same playing field that you are on. However, right. That's not what I want. So the point is, if you're clear and you use the words, and to tell you the truth, Kevin, I don't know how you feel, but if he was doing any of the things that I didn't like, I would have walked away. He would have lost the best thing. But you know, it's
the power of the takeaway. All right, more dating advice on Relationship Night on Radio Night Live with Eileen Fisher, Elite Connections. Don't go away.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Maybe, what, 5 years? Truth is, there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older. Which is why I'm so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total numbers of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95. About $1 a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-583-84, 800-583-84.
Route 22 Toyota. All right, Alex Kinsella, he wants you to know that due to the current landscape in the automotive industry, your current vehicle has never been worth more. That's right. Alex told me that he's paying overbooked value for all makes and models. So get over to Route 22 Toyota in Hillside, New Jersey right now and find out how much your vehicle is worth, whether you lease, finance your vehicle, or own it outright. It's worth more now than ever before. Alex says it does not matter if you purchase or lease a new vehicle. They're offering overbook value for any make or model. Supply is low, which means your vehicle is in demand. And our friends at Route 22 Toyota, they are making it worth your time. It's 973-705-8905. You speak to someone on Alex's team, you get more than ever before for your current vehicle. The address at Route 22 Toyota is 109 Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, 973-705-8905. Or start here, please, Route22Toyota.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
A new broadcast wholly dedicated to one mission, New York City. Information you need from the experts you trust. Hillary Kramer, Valerie Delia, Dr. Nicole Sapphire, Arthur Idala, attorney at law, and PR guru Christine Nicholas, New York's First Lady of Hospitality. Weeknights at 7 p.m. with me, Kevin McCullough, only on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Ray Zardetto for the New Jersey Chamber of Commerce. For the past year, we've been working with the African American Chamber of Commerce of New Jersey to help make diversity more of a reality in the Garden State's business community. To the Chambers of Commerce, diversity is an asset that supports economic growth the same way as do our other assets, like our shoreline, our geographic location, and our natural resources. So we urge every business in New Jersey to think about diversity. Think about diversifying your supply chain. Consider Black and minority candidates for your boards of directors and for your job openings. Focus your community outreach to help address social and economic disparities in the state. And this fall, the two chambers will host receptions to celebrate people who have inspiring and extraordinary stories to tell, and we invite you to come and hear them. The events are free to attend. For more information about these events and how you can make diversity an asset to your business, go to njchamber.com/diversity. That's njchamber.com/diversity.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
You can't sleep. You can't eat. There's no doubt you're in deep.
Radio Night Live from New York. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Another kiss. All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And coming up in the next segment, we are already at the matchmaker memo for the week. So Eileen's going to give you a secret insider tip to make that relationship search or maybe ongoing maintenance of a relationship you're in even more successful. And if you want to be in touch with her on a professional level, because she is the New York City office for Elite Connections International, the premier dating experts online, 800-923-4200, 800-923-4200. By the way, they are an A-plus Better Business Bureau corporation. You're going to love this group. They work really hard to make sure that they connect you with the right people. 1-800-923-4200, or you can send an email to info@eliteconnections.com and address it to Eileen Fisher, and they'll make sure that she gets the message. But you can go online to eliteconnections.com and do all of that as well. eliteconnections.com. Matchmaker Eileen Fisher, we've been talking about ghosting tonight, and I'm curious, so if none of these situations proved to be, you know, worthy of ghosting. And I was even looking at another couple of articles about this, because some people are saying, well, like this one, if the person that you're getting to know is crossing boundaries that they shouldn't. And I think this would kind of fall into the category of, you know, they don't make me I don't feel particularly safe with them if they're crossing boundaries that they shouldn't. Just shutting down, you know, kind of going radio silent on them, is that potentially the right thing to do for the person's
safety if they feel like they've been violated or in some unsafe way. And you don't have to be physically unsafe these days. You know, emotional abuse and verbal abuse are real, but also there's this whole thing called what do they call it? It's revenge abuse, where if they've taken pictures of you or they're doing stuff like that, where they put a bad view of you out to the world. You know, we've really kind of crossed over into a whole different universe than the way things were when my parents were getting married.
Right, Kevin, that's why this whole ghosting thing, you know, I was going to bring that up to you, that, you know, the texting and the conversations become almost company for people at night with the apps. Like, you could be so busy with the apps right now because people, there's so many apps out there and so many people on it. People send photos of themselves so easily. My daughter's in college and I'm like, she tells me everyone asks for nudes. So my point is about the ghosting.
And this is why my daughter won't get a phone until she's 45.
My point is, if you ghost, it makes people angry and it also makes others feel insecure. So I know it's scary sometimes to people, but if you handle yourself well, by the time people are talking, Kevin, people already know people's heights, measurements, where they work, what they do, their favorite ice cream. You give so much information away so quickly that if you have some angry person out there, they're going to revenge you anyway. But if you say, listen, I don't think you're for me, at least it's a calming of the beast.
And well, what you're, and that's your point. Your point is you want to keep yourself in a safe situation, but you want to lower the temperature so that you don't send the other person off into, you know, Rageville. You want to in some way make them more calm about the ultimate, you know, outcome of where things are going.
You know, I just read something and my boyfriend was saying that he feels that when ghosting is like the millennials came up with this idea because they don't know how to talk. But I disagree with my boyfriend because I have adult friends who ghost people. So he has no idea what he's talking about, except he's the one in the Pilates room again with all the women now, Kevin. So we can't take his word. But the point is, ghosting was way before millennials and it hits the 60 and 7 year olds. As I was telling you, I'm taking a 72-year-old woman on, and she said to me, I can't believe how people just stop talking, Eileen. That's ghosting, Kevin, when you're 72.
Yeah.
So the point is that we're given our words, and I was going to back to go into the matchmaker memo, but you know what I want to say about that, though, is before you ignore someone, put yourself in their shoes. If you're if it sounds like some angry guy or woman, just do a calming test. Keep them calm, because trust me, you've given them a lot of information already. If you go on a date and you don't like the person, don't ignore them. Don't make them have insecurity, because that's what happens, Kevin. People go on dates, you think it's great, and exactly like you said, did I talk too much? Did I have a booger in my nose? Who knows? But like my date last night, the woman said, you're a lovely man. I had a really nice dinner, but I felt that we lacked chemistry. At least he knows.
Right. He's not going to lose sleep over if he did something wrong.
Right.
And, you know, I know some people talk about karma. I'm an evangelical Christian, so I don't necessarily buy into the whole karma thing. But I do believe this, that when the ancient scriptures say, do unto others as you would like them to do unto you, I think we all kind of sit in the same moment and say, well, if I do this to someone else, then it's likely that someone else is going to do that to me. So it's just a general good principle to treat people with respect and dignity.
I believe in the universe. And trust me, Kevin, as you say what you believe in, I only believe in the universe. And what you do is going to always come back at you. And, you know, you're going to treat someone bad and they're going to treat you bad. So, again, Kevin, I don't know about you and your wife, how it happened, but I know from my boyfriend, I said it right out. No games. There's going to be no. I text you, you text back. I want a relationship. If there's anything on your phone that I shouldn't see, then let me tell you something, it shouldn't be there. There's going to be no ghosting on anything. There's going to be words.
Right, so he's aware
of everything.
Well, I'll tell you, and this is a little insight here, but one of the ways I landed my bride was that the boys that she had been spending time with really were more like that. They were like, They were like boys. They were like adolescents. They would talk and pay attention and then ignore, and then she wouldn't hear from them, and then back and forth. And if anybody has ever been around us in public, you know that I married way above my skill set.
Stop it.
And the interesting thing about this was, Eileen, the first time that I had a serious conversation with her about my interest, I said straight out, I said, I'm going to be very clear with you. I intend to pursue you. I intend to ultimately marry you if that's where this leads. But I'm not going to play games with you because I'm not. I don't believe that that's the right thing to do. And she would end up telling people later that that was kind of the moment when she kind of realized she was dealing with someone that was approaching it a little bit differently than some of those other guys had, who may have had a perfectly good chance at, you know, a wonderful woman. But I landed her because I was direct and I said what I meant.
And you use your words, Kevin. And that's why I'm saying ghosting is not using your words. We're adults, millennials, older people, younger people. Just use your words. You and I landed our people because we said what we needed and wanted.
That's it. All right. Coming back with the matchmaker memo to close out relationship night. Don't go anywhere. If you've been in Manhattan and haven't gone to Serendipity 3, you don't know what you're missing. It's been said that their sundaes make you feel like a child all over again. Serendipity 3 is a New York treasure. Call 212-838-3531 or go to serendipity3.com to make a reservation. It's home to amazing food and decadent desserts. Their world-famous frozen hot chocolate is the best you can get. Serendipity 3 restaurant has been captivating millions of patrons since its inception. It's an enchanting place where artists and actors of both the past and the present come for inspiration. It's been said that their sundaes make you feel like a child all over again. I can't think of anything better than that. Stop by Serendipity 3 at 225 East 60th Street, New York, New York, today. Conveniently located by the NRW456F and Q trains. They're open Monday to Sunday. Call 212-838-3531 or go to serendipity3.com to make a reservation. That's 212-838-3531.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic. And believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
How much equity do you have in your home? 50,000, 100,000, more? Cybercrime experts are alerting homeowners that the more equity you have, the greater the chance foreign and domestic criminals will come after you. Home title theft is one of the fastest growing crimes. In fact, Home Title Lock, America's leader in home title protection, is alerting homeowners they could already be a victim and not know it. Here's how it goes down. First, cyber thieves search hundreds of public databases for high equity homes. Next, they pull your home's online title, forge your signature stating you sold your home, and take out loans using your equity. You're not covered by insurance, your bank, or common identity theft programs. Protect your most valuable asset, register your address now to see if you're already a victim, and receive a complete title history of your home. A $100 value free. Go to HomeTitleLock.com, HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. am970theanswer.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, we get to the end of the relationship hour, and that is our matchmaker memo segment, where for just a few minutes, Eileen has the opportunity to give us a tidbit of wisdom about how to make our relationships better. And Eileen, what's the topic tonight?
You know, Kevin, we talked about ghosting, and to me, ghosting is just rudely hurting people's feelings, and it makes people feel insecure, and it makes people feel uncertain about what happens. So you can throw everything at me, and I'm sure there's one here or there, Kevin, that could get through when people shouldn't ghost. But hey, listen, my advice, be honest, say the truth, because you never know if you're going to see the person. You never know if they know anybody. But if you use your words, whatever age you are, you won't be making someone on the other side feel bad about themselves. We all feel bad about ourselves enough. No one needs to make us feel bad enough sometimes.
No, I agree with you. And I think that as life goes in general, the way you treat people generally will translate into success in many areas of life. If you want to have a successful business, a successful family, a successful marriage, a successful relationship with your friends, whatever. Communication is going to be key to that. And generally speaking, not using words is almost always one of the worst ways to communicate, and will usually end up in a rather dramatic tragedy. And so it's a good lesson tonight. But
it's any age, Kevin. It's any age. Don't forget, it's from our children's age all the way up.
Yeah. Use your words. Good stuff tonight. And by the way, if you still would like Eileen to connect you with the love of your life, that's what she does at Elite Connections International. 800-923-4200 is the number. You can also email at info@eliteconnections.com, info@eliteconnections.com. And you can access all of that information by going to eliteconnections.com, the website, as well. Eileen Fisher, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin. I look forward
coming up, and coming up Friday, don't forget, join us at Hunt and Fish Club, West 44th between 6th and Broadway. It's our broadcast for Broadway. Pearl Soon from Come From Away, the lead in that. Brad Oscar from Mrs. Doubtfire. Brian Stokes Mitchell, the two-time Tony Award winner, and of course the man who sang the song Quest from his own balcony to serenade the essential workers as they were leaving the hospitals, getting off shifts for the pandemic, doing great stuff. He's going to join us as well. It's going to be a power-packed show. We may have even other Broadway royalty planning on joining us. So join us, Hunt and Fish Club, West 44th between 6th and Broadway this coming Friday night, between 5 and 8 p.m. Kevin McCullough saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow night when we talk wellness here on Radio Night Live.